How nice was it to have Christian on the field?
It was great. It was, you know, and I know some of you guys saw some of the things that, you know, we want to do. I hope nobody tweeted it out. But we're very excited to have him out here and be part of what we're doing. You know, I think it, you know, it kind of it was nice just to have him, even though as brief as it was. I think his teammates got a feel for the flair that he can help bring to what we want to do offensively.
Ron, on Tuesday you said you'd find out real quick where exactly he fit in. Today it looked like just about all over the field. Is that cohesive to what you guys have planned for him in the future?
For the most part, it is. I mean, we're real excited about, again, what he can do and his abilities. And the things that he's going to help open up for his teammates. You know, I'm excited for what it means for Jonathan and, you know, and for Greg Olson and Kelvin and Funch. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, he's going to take a lot of pressure off of people as well. And I probably the biggest thing is we've given our quarterback another weapon, another tool.
Well, a number of guys will probably take off, Ron. Will he be around the facility?
Well,
is he able to?
Then? Well, he'll do what he has to. Again, the rookies are here for one more week, and you know, we're allowed to have the facility open for them to lift and stuff like that. But you can't have the interactions with the coaches. So, again, he'll be here doing what he needs to do, and then, you know, I know at some point he's probably going to go home and see his family before, you know, we get into training camp. But it's good to have him here, like I said.
Ron, at the end of rookie minicamp, you said you were excited about seeing what he could do with the full team. Did you get a sense of what he could do, and how excited are you?
Well, we just got a sense, some things, not as much as we'd like to, obviously. But in the last few days, us as a football team, we put the plays in that he'll run for the most part. That'll feature his abilities. You saw that with Fozzie. We think he and Fozzie are a very good complement to each other. And I think with Jonathan there, we have a very good tandem. So we're excited about, again, what he's going to bring to the table for us.
Ron, you said when he was drafted that Christian's preparation for everything he does was really impressive. What did he look like today, right when he came out here? Could you tell he was prepared? Was it a little?
Oh, very much so. You know, today was a red drill, a red zone drill, and one of the things that happened, Coach Wilkes had a blitz on, and Christian was in there, and I looked up and saw the blitz, and I saw the play, and it called for Christian to read for protection, which he did, and he did very well. So, you know, I knew it was something that that he had to have studied, because again, you would not have known who to pick up or who to read.
Ron, do you go into training camp thinking you will have Michael Orr available or not?
We're going to go into training camp with the guys that we have. You know, we'll have 90 on our roster, and we'll be ready to go with those guys.
How would you handicap that right tackle position? I know Daryl and Taylor getting a lot of reps.
Well, I think right now, I think Daryl's done a very nice job. Taylor's got a lot to learn. He's still growing. But I think Daryl really came into camp and has done the things that we've needed him to do.
Did you get a chance to talk to Michael at all over the last few days?
No, and again, that's, you know, that's what's going on is they're taking care of it.
Taking care of what?
They're taking care of it.
Did you get everything done that you were hoping to over these 3 days?
I did. You know, I was real excited for the most part. I again, these last 3 days were the biggest thing was a review, and what we tried to do is we did it. We went through a complete installation during the OTA periods. And then these last 3 days, we really wanted to test the young guys to see what their retention was. We wanted to see where the veterans were in terms of the units that were whole, and gave us a great opportunity to see that. And then today was a real good culmination. You know, as you noticed, we did a lot of no-huddle stuff today, picked the tempo up, you know, worked that. And I was really excited about it. Probably the biggest disappointment I had today was Throwback Thursday, and they didn't play my song, which really disappointed me.
You weren't the only one disappointed by the music.
I know, but it's Throwback Thursday. Shoot, they're going to play the music I want on Throwback Thursday.
Ron, we all took kind of note on the sideline of Mo's Frazier taking a swing at Luke. What was your reaction to that?
Well, my reaction to that is that Mo's isn't going to take it from anybody. And at the same time, he's just got to be smart because, again, he gets ejected. And if our guy throws, you know, reacts to it, he gets ejected. So that's basically what I told both those guys is let's be smart. Let's understand we all have Panthers on our heads. And just don't get thrown out of football games.
What did you think about the kind of the show the defense put on yesterday and the intensity they brought?
Well, I thought the intensity was great. I mean, again, it's one of those things that you want. You want it at an up-tempo, and I thought early on the offense reacted very well. That the offense did some really good things early on. I thought we ran the ball very effectively. You know, we hit a couple of big runs, and then I thought the defense came out and reacted, especially when we went into the two-minute drill, stuff like that. And so it was a tit-for-tat type of day. You know, we had success on both sides of the ball. And, you know, when you're doing that, that means something good's happening.
Ryan, have you been given any indication that Cam is not on schedule?
No, absolutely not. I mean, the statement that was released the other day was as true as it gets. You guys know how I am. I'm overly optimistic about things. But I did try to leave you guys a disclaimer last week to tell you that he'll do what the doctors and what the trainers said. So at this point, he's right where he needs to be.
Are you able to say kind of roughly when he might throw before camp?
Well, I'm going to tell you when I think he's going to throw. Yeah. But again, it's what I think. It's not what the doctor says, and that's probably the biggest difference is my opinion on this and the doctor's knowledge. So, you know.
When do you think that might be?
I'm hoping it's soon. I mean, again, it could be tomorrow, it could be next week. It's really when Ryan Vermillion and the doctors deem it necessary to start.
Getting this bird's eye view of installations and drills that Cam's been getting, do you think that's helpful for him moving forward?
It was. You know, and we did it today. I don't know if you noticed, but we gave him control of the mics, and he called plays today. He talked with Coach Shula, and you know we were moving the ball, and Cam controlled it. He made calls. He communicated with the quarterbacks, and he had a big smile on his face. He said, "I'm not sure if I like doing this. I'd much rather be being told what to do." So I think that was something that was really good for him to see exactly what a play caller goes through. And quite honestly, you know, it's something that we thought about yesterday, and we probably should have been doing more of it. In all honesty.
You think you will do more of it?
If he's not ready to go, absolutely.
You also kept him from chirping at the defense for
well, that's, you know, but that's all part of it too. Because again, you know, if you can't handle it out here on the field, you're most certainly going to handle it in the game. And but you know, at the same time, you also want to make sure we're focusing on what we need to get done.
Ron,
between Cam not being available and Christian not being here, is your offense behind?
No. I think the players that are doing the things that we're going to need to do, those guys haven't had the reps that they needed. But we installed exactly what we're going to install when we get to training camp. I mean, I thought the installation went very well. I thought, again, the players were able to regurgitate the things that they learned the first 10 practices of OTAs, and then again the culmination of the last 3 days. You know, I was a little upset yesterday with practice. I got a chance to watch the tape and realize that it was a good practice. I mean, when you put it on tape and you look at the things, yeah, sure, you know, a couple things happened. We made some plays on defense. But, you know, the routes were run the way they were supposed to. The protection was what it was supposed to be done. The quarterback made the decisions. You know, the coverage was what we wanted. The rush is getting there. Of course, you can't see the full rush because you can't finish. But the things that we needed to do, I thought we did in the last 3 days, Darren. I really do. I thought offensively, defensively, special teams, we're in a good place right now.
Ryan, you go back to Cam's rookie year. They had the lockout. Of course, he missed all this, you know, because of that. But he was fine to start the season, and obviously had a pretty good rookie season. I mean, are you thinking big picture wise that Christian's going to be just fine once the season gets here?
I do, mostly because, you know, he's a very smart football player. He understands the game. He knows the game. And, you know, I think that shows. So I'm fairly confident that, you know, once we get the training camp and we get going full blast, you know, there's going to be no fall off. We're going to be right where we need to be.
You said you would be happy to share your opinions about that rule if anyone asked. Has anybody asked?
Nope, nobody's asked. But, you know, again, there's been a lot of people that have talked about it already, and a lot of people share my opinion. And that's just the rule. I mean, until the rules change, that's what we got to live by.
Ron, among the guys who were sidelined through minicamp, any concern on any of them for
no.
their availability?
The anticipation is everybody being available with the exception of, I believe it's Ryan Dallaire. You know, he's still rehabbing.
Off
the knee from last season, so there may be one or two that I'm not thinking of right now.
Rob, from your perspective, what's the difference between James and Darryl last year and James and Darryl this year?
A year. A year of experience. I really do. I mean, they're not wide-eyed like when they came in last year. You see them anticipating better. I think they're learning and learning how to study and become pros, and that's probably the biggest thing. More so than anything else, I think, is they're learning how to be pros.
What's the first thing you do after you wrap up mini camp like this?
Me? I'm going to end up watching tape. I mean, we just got done. I go upstairs, watch the tape with the coaches. We're going to meet, and we'll talk about some things. And we'll slow down for a little bit. I'll be around for a while, so I'll be in and out. And it'll be a chance to pop in and see how the rookies are doing next week as well.
Other than going to Nashville, will training camp look any differently? Is there anything you're thinking about tweaking?
No. I, again, looking at the things that we've done in the past and things that I think helped us, you know, especially going back to 2013, 2014, and 2015, those are things that we're going to use more so than what we did last year for obvious reasons.
when you're looking at the film of minicamp, are you going to be looking for more execution of plays? Are you looking for attitude? Are you looking for
a combination of everything? Again, that's and that's what you have to do. I mean, you're going to look at, first of all, is it going to be execution? You'll see, you know, one of the things you always like to do is look at the beginning. You know, how did things look at the beginning? And then you look at now. So getting a chance to look at these last three pieces, these last three practices, be really good. And then go back and probably watch, you know, probably the second or third practice and see what the big difference is. Look at the cut-ups that we made and see what we learned. You know, the cut-ups will come up and they'll be in order from the first couple practices till today. So, you know, you'll get a chance to really see. And one thing you're looking for is if we've got somebody making the same mistake. You know, there's a lot of advantages to having the cut-ups and watching practice.
Did your owner get to dress the team?
No, he came in and Mr. Richardson does what he does, and that's observe and greet people, and it's great. I think it was awesome to have him here.